Without him, we can do nothing.
没有他, 我们一事不能做。
But we never were supposed to be able to do anything without him.
事实上, 没有主, 我们本来就应该什么都做不成。
We need his Holy Spirit.
我们需要主的圣灵。
We need to be filled all the time with the Spirit of God.
我们需要时刻被神的灵充满。
We'll not really be ready for his coming if we're not filled with his Spirit.
我们永远不能够预备好等他回来，除非我们被他圣灵充满。
Paul admonishes us to live in the Spirit.
因此保罗鼓励我们要常被圣灵充满,
to walk in the Spirit.
在圣灵中行。
Yesterday we were talking about being changed more and more into the image of Jesus Christ.
昨天我与你们交通，叫我们日渐被圣灵改变，越来越像主耶稣。
And there in 2 Corinthians 4 he tells us that we're changed from glory to glory even by the Spirit of the Lord.
在哥林多后书告诉我们，我们每一天借着主的灵荣上加荣，改变成主的形象。
The prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17 that we be filled with the glory just like he was filled with the glory of God.
在约翰17章主耶稣为我们祷告时说，愿你赐给我的荣耀，我赐给他们，让他们被我的荣耀充满，像你在我们里面一样。
That doesn't happen apart from the Holy Spirit.
这样的事若是没有圣灵是不能成就的。In
John 17, when Jesus prayed that we all might be one and united in love.
在约翰福音17章主耶稣说，叫我们在你们合里，叫他们在我们里面合而为一。
That doesn't take place apart from the Holy Spirit either.
在爱里合而为一，这样的事也需要圣灵的工作。It's
the fruit of the Spirit that's love.
圣灵的果子就是爱。
It's his love shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
是他的爱从天借着圣灵倾倒在我们的灵里。
In order for us to be ready for the coming of the Lord,
为了让我们预备好等主来,
we need to be washed in his blood.
我们第一要被他的宝血洁净。
We need to be filled with his Spirit.
要被他的圣灵充满。
And we need to be working for him in his kingdom. We need to be serving him. We need to be witnessing for him. And that is not done in our own strength. In our own strength, we can do nothing. But that also takes the power of the Holy Spirit. It takes the power of the Spirit to be like Jesus. It takes the power of the Spirit to love like Jesus. It takes the power of the Spirit to serve like Jesus. And when he comes, he's coming for a people who are occupied, who are working for him in his kingdom. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus told a parable.
在路加福音19章，主耶稣用了一个比喻。
He told there about a master who was going to take a trip to a far country.
他讲到有一个主人要到国外去旅行。
I'm sure you're familiar with that story.
我相信你们对那故事是很熟悉的。
It says there that he gave to his different servants different talents.
临行前呢，他给不同的仆人呢不同的才干。
To one he gave 5 talents.
有的他给了五千两银子。
To another 2.
有的是2000两。
To another 1.
有一个给了1000两的银子。
He gave all of his servants something.
他每一个仆人都给了一些东西。
They didn't all get the same thing.
虽然每一个人领受的不同。
They didn't all have the same abilities.
都不有一样的能力。
But they all received something from the Master. And so it is with all of us. We may not all have received 5 talents. Or 3 or 2. Maybe we've received 1. Maybe you've received 10. But whatever it is that we have received, we are to take that which the Master has given to us. It's not ours to use for ourselves, but it's to be used to further his kingdom, for his kingdom to come and his will to be done here on earth even as it is done in heaven. And we don't have what we need to do that work. We receive it from him. It's all his. We're just stewards, caretakers of what he's entrusted to us. But one day the master's coming back. And he's expecting something from us.
他是期望我们有一些的表现。
You read there in that parable that he calls his servants before him.
你读到那个故事，你就知道他回来之后，他就把仆人叫到面前来。
And he asks them to give an account of their stewardship.
叫他们来交账。
What have you done with what I've given to you?
就着我所给你的，你做了什么？
I've given you abilities or gifts or talents.
我给你才干，给你智慧。
What have you done with what I've entrusted to you?
就着你所领受，我交托给你的，你做了什么？
The one that had five had gained five others also.
那个有五千两银子的已经去投资，赚了五千两。
And the master said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
主人非常的高兴，夸奖他说，你又良善又忠心的仆人。
The one that had received two talents gained two others.
那个得着两千两的也去赚。
Now he wasn't expected to gain more than what he was entrusted with.
事实上，主人并没有要求他得去赚超过他所领受的。
He didn't gain as much as the five talent man.
他并没有去赚个五千两回来。
He only had two to start with.
因为他一开始就只有两千两。
But he did well with it.
但是呢，他非常善于经营。
And his commendation is exactly the same as the one who had received the five talents.
因此，他得到的称赞呢，是跟那个赚了五千两的一样的。
The master said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
主人说，善良又忠心的仆人，你做得非常好。
But the poor man that had received the one,
但是那个只得到一千两才干的呢,
he brought it to the Lord wrapped up in a napkin.
他把那个一千两包得好好带到主人那里去。
He said, "Lord, look, here's what you gave me. I've still got it."
他说，主人，你看，这是你给我的，还在这儿呢。
I didn't lose it.
我没有掉哦。
I took it and I buried it in the ground.
你给我之后，我就把它埋在地底下。
And now here it is back, just as you've given it to me.
现在我把它挖出来，原封不动的还给你。
And the master said, "You're a wicked and lazy, slothful servant."
主人怎么说呢？说你这个又饿又懒的仆人。
I've expected you to do better with what I've given to you.
我所期望于你的是比这个高多了。
I've expected you to enhance my kingdom.
我是希望你能够扩展我的国度。
I've expected you to bring glory to my name.
我希望你能够将荣耀归给我。
You've been lazy over that.
但是呢，你却这样的懒惰。
You know, some of us are lazy.
有些人是蛮懒惰的。
We're not bad.
我们不是坏人哦。
We're not sinners.
我们不是罪人哦。
We don't mean to do bad.
我们没有意思要做坏事。
When it comes to the things of God and His kingdom, though, we're just lazy.
但是关乎主国度的事的时候，我们常常就是有点懒惰。
We just don't have enough time for that.
好像我们总是没有时间。
We've got plenty of time for our business.
我们为着自己的事业是蛮有时间的。
We've got plenty of time for our homes.
或者为着我们自己的家庭，我们是很有时间。
We've got plenty of time for our own leisure.
为了我们自己的享乐，我们很有时间。
But when it comes to the kingdom of God, we're too busy.
但是每次关乎到神的国度的时候，我们好像都是太忙碌了。
We don't have any room to serve Him in our lives.
好像我们的生命生活中找不出空间来服侍主。
And the Bible tells us that we are to first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
但是圣经告诉我们要先求神的国和神的义。
No matter what walk of life we find ourselves.
所以无论我们在生命中哪一个阶段。
You who are students in school.
不管你是学校的学生。
Your first occupation is to serve Jesus.
你的第一要务就是服侍主耶稣基督。
Not to get good grades only.
不是仅仅要学校成绩好。
Not to graduate in the top of the class only.
不是仅仅名列前茅。
But you have a higher calling.
但是我们还有一个更高的呼召。
To serve Jesus Christ there in the university.
乃至在我的校园里服侍我的主耶稣基督。
Those of you that are in business.
那些在商的。
In your home, in your neighborhood.
或在你的家，在你的社区里。
Wherever we find ourselves.
无论主把我们放在哪里。
He has entrusted something to us.
他交托一些事情给我们。
It's a precious trust.
是非常宝贵的交托。
It's something that God has delivered to us.
是神赐给我们的。
And He calls upon us to use wisely what He has given.
他交托给我们，就呼召我们要有智慧来运用。
That His name may be glorified.
所以能够叫他的名得着荣耀。
In and through our lives here on earth.
在叫我们在地上的日子里。
And when He comes,
当他回来的时候，
He's going to be looking for servants who are so doing.
他会寻找那些忠心服侍的仆人。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says that it's required of stewards that they be found faithful.
林前四章二节说到，所求于管家的就是要他有忠心。
Not necessarily successful in the eyes of the world.
不是从世界的观点说这些是成功的人。
But just faithful.
但是乃是忠心的人。
Faithful to what's been committed to their trust.
忠心的经营神所交管他们的。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says the kingdom is like a large house.
提摩太后书二章说，神的家好像一个大户人家。
And in that large house, there are all different kinds of vessels.
在这个大户人家里面有各样的器皿。
There are short vessels and tall vessels.
有矮的器皿，有高的器皿。
There are skinny vessels and fat vessels.
有瘦的器皿，有不瘦的器皿。
There are Caucasian vessels and Chinese vessels.
有白人的器皿呢，也有中国人的器皿。
All different kinds of vessels in that house.
各式各样的器皿在神的家里。
But he says that some of them are for noble purposes and some for ignoble purposes.
但是圣经讲到说，有些是贵重的，有些是卑贱的。
Some of them are very common and ordinary.
有些是很平常的。
But if any man will purge himself from the common and from the ordinary,
那但是人若是自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
He will become a vessel unto honor.
他就可以成为一个贵重的器皿。
Sanctified.
他被圣洁了。
Meet for the master's use.
成为圣洁，合乎主的使用。
Prepared unto every good work.
预备行各样的善事。
We are not saved by our good works.
我们不是借着行善而得救的。
But our heavenly Father, after saving us, has called us to do good work.
但是天父自从救了我们之后，他呼召我们做善事。
He has foreordained that we walk in them.
他叫我们继续这样的工作。
That out of our lives, Jesus will shine.
愿在我们的生命中，耶稣借着我们彰显出来。
That others will see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven.
若别人因着看见我们的善行，就把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Don't take that which He's given to you and bury it in the ground.
因此，不要把神所赐给你的，把它埋在地里。
Now it's not your ability that's on display.
不是你的能力要叫人看见。
You don't get up and sing so that people can clap for you.
你不是上来唱歌，为了叫人向你鼓掌欢呼。
Pat you on the back and say how wonderful you did.
我拍拍你肩膀说，哇，你好棒。
Oh, that was great.
这实在太好了。
It's to God be the glory.
是要将荣耀归给我们的父神。
Whatever we do in word or deed, we do all for the glory of God.
无论我们做什么，乃是为着父神的荣耀而做。
Whether anyone notices us or not.
至于别人有没有注意到我们
，Whether they clap or they don't clap，
别人有没有在旁边欢呼拍掌
？I just want His approval on my life。
我只需要神对我称许。
That's all that really matters。
因为只有那件事才算数。
Whether He's pleased and satisfied with the way that I've lived。
至于主是不是对我所行所生活的和他的心意
？Whether I've been faithful to the trust that He's given to me。
是不是我就他所交托给我的有忠心？
I'd like you to look with me in your Bibles this morning.
因此我要与你们一起读一段圣经。
Mark's Gospel.
在马可福音里。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
In Mark 6 we have a very familiar story.
在这里有一个我们都很熟悉的故事。
It's the story of the feeding of the 5,000.
就是关于五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的故事。
I'm sure you've heard that ever since you've been little children.
我相信肯定你在主日学的时候就听过这个故事。
But I would just like to call your attention to four main things this morning.
但今天早晨呢，我要请你们的注意力集中到四件事上。
Because you're all so computer literate, I don't even want to call them four points.
因为你们都是非常善于使用电脑的。
I want you to click on four icons with me.
所以呢，我现在要放四个小的记号在电脑上，请你们去按它。
So make believe you're back at work or at school. Make believe you're at work or at school.
就假想你现在是在学校或是在你工作的岗位。
Or you've got your laptop out.
或者你有你的小型的电脑。
And you've got these icons on your screen.
在你的屏幕上有这四幅图画。
One of the icons, the first one, is just a bunch of sheep.
第一个图画那就是一群的羊。
No shepherd, just the sheep.
没有牧人，只有一群羊。
The next icon is just somebody's lunch.
第二个呢，就是一个人的便当袋。
Now you're all getting hungry.
现在你们有没有点饿了
？But it's still in the basket. It's just a little basket filled with lunch.
一个小小的篮子里装了一份午餐。
And then the third icon is that of hands and that lunch in someone's hand.
第三幅图画呢，是一双手。
And the fourth picture is 12 baskets that are laying there.
手上有那个午餐。第四个呢是12个篮子。
See, that's simple, just four points.
就是四幅图画。
Four pictures.
四幅图画。
The story begins in the first chapter. I'm sorry, in the first verse. I'm 31st verse.
在马可六章三十一节开始这个故事。
Mark 6:31.
六章三十一节。
It says that because many people were coming and going, they didn't even have enough chance.That is the disciples and Jesus to eat.
他就说你们同我暗暗的到旷野地方去歇一歇，因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。
It had been a very busy day in the life of Jesus.
那一天的主耶稣的生活是非常忙碌的。
Maybe some of you have had busy days like that in your life.
也许在我们的生活中也常常有这样的日子。
Maybe it's been an examination week in school. You didn't even have time to stop and eat. You've been studying so hard. Looking over those books again and again. Maybe there's a deadline at work.
或者呢, 也许在工作上你有一个, 期限要交出一个工作,
and your boss is after you to get that work finished by that deadline. So you put in long hours.
所以你就加班,
you don't take lunch.
也不吃饭,
you work right through the dinner hour till late into the evening.
连晚餐也不吃,
you've had days like that perhaps. Well, here was a day in the life of Jesus and his disciples that was like that.
那一天呢,
although this wasn't for business, it wasn't for pleasure. This was in the service of the king. It was God's work that was being done. And sometimes, even in God's work, you don't have time to eat. You're too busy. Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's serving in some other capacity. Jesus had had a very busy day. Many people had many needs. And when people came to Jesus with their needs, he always ministered to them. He always had time for people. It didn't have to be a large group of people. It could be just one individual. Maybe a woman who was at the well in Samaria. Jesus had time for her. Jesus has time for needs of people. So all this day his disciples were busy with him. They didn't have time even to stop and eat their food. And then at the later part of the afternoon, Jesus turned to his disciples. And he said, come with me by yourselves into a quiet place and let's get some rest.
他说你们来,
now that was something that these men were hoping to hear all day. They were waiting for that time when Jesus would say, quit, let's go apart and take a little vacation.
他们正等着, 主耶稣说, 好, 停止工作,
let's go up to the mountains. Better yet, let's take a little trip to New York. Have a nice time there. Just relax and settle down.
放松,
and so the disciples were thinking about the hammocks. Yeah, and about taking a little rest. Just thinking about it made them feel better. But one of the multitudes of people there also heard what Jesus
said.
And so it says that he sent the multitudes away, and then he and his disciples got into a boat. And they were going to go across the water to the other side. And they probably took their time on the boat. They didn't row as fast as they could. They just kind of drifted across. Maybe splashing in the water. Peter probably was doing a little fishing. They were enjoying themselves going across to the other side. But verse 33 says, many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them.
到33节就说，众人看见他们去，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行，一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。
Somehow they knew the place where Jesus and his disciples were going. And they got there first. So here come the 12 disciples and Jesus walking down the hillside around the bend, and all of a sudden, what do they see?
主耶稣他们下了船,
more people.
更多的人等着他们,
the same people.
还是同一群人,
thousands of people.
上千的人等着,
just all there meandering around.
他们在那里互相谈论,
just waiting for Jesus to get there.
就是等着主耶稣他们来到,
and the Bible says that when Jesus saw those people,
圣经告诉我们说, 当主耶稣看见他们,
that he had compassion on them.
他就怜悯他们,
here's your first icon. Push on it.
这个是你们第一个图画, 可以按一下,
click your mouse.
按一下你的滑鼠。
Sheep
看到一群羊
with no shepherd.
但是没有牧人。
See, that's what Jesus saw.
那是主耶稣所看见的。
I don't think that's what the disciples saw.
我想门徒们看见的可能不是这回事。
The disciples said, oh, no.
他们说，哦，又来了。
Why do they care? They leave us alone.
为什么这群人就不能让我们休息一下吗？
Don't they know that we're tired?
他们不知道我们累了吗？
We spend all day with these people.
我们整天都在服侍他们。
Well, how did they find out that we're here?
他们怎么知道我们要来这里的呢？
Here goes our vacation.
啊，我们的休假又完了。
Here goes our rest.
我们不要休息了。
But Jesus, when he saw people,
但当主耶稣看到这一群人，
he saw them as sheep with no shepherd.
他看见他们像一群羊没有牧人，
filled with compassion.
他充满了怜悯，
his heart reached out to them.
他的心向他们而去。
You know, we are not going to be able to serve as he would like us to until we see people as he sees them.
除非我们看人的时候像主看人一样，不然的话我们永远不能够服侍主。
If you see everybody else as a problem to you,
每一次你看人的时候，你只看到问题。
Why don't they just leave me alone and let me get on with my life?
希望这些人都离开你的生活，好让你继续往前。
Don't they know this is my time to play volleyball?
你不知道吗？现在是我打排球的时候。
Don't they know that I want to eat now?
他们难道不知道现在是我吃饭的时候？
Don't they know that I've got to take care of my life first?
他们不知道我先得顾到我自己吗？
You'll never serve him acceptably.
你永远没有办法服侍他们。
Until you begin to see people as Jesus sees people.
除非我们开始看人的时候，就像主看见人一样。
With needs.
我们看见人有需要。
With problems.
我们看见人有问题。
Directionless.
我们觉得我们看到他们没有方向。
Roaming around through life.
到处行走。
Not knowing which way to go.
随处行走，甚至不知道到哪里去。
Not knowing where to find pasture.
也不知道到哪里找到青草地。
Not knowing where the streams of cool water are.
哪里可以找到溪水旁能够饮那个清凉的水。
Jesus saw these people as sheep with no shepherd.
但是主看见这些人，他认得他们乃是羊，没有牧人。
The disciples saw something else.
但是门徒们的看法是不同的。
Oh, may he enlighten the eyes of our understanding this morning by his Holy Spirit.
愿借着他的圣灵，他照明我们心中的眼睛。
That we might be able to see people as Jesus.
我们看人的时候，能够像主耶稣看人一样。
Sheep without shepherds are pathetic.
群羊没有牧人是非常可怜的。
I was in Romania once.
我有一次到罗马尼亚去。
And I saw a sheep and I saw shepherds.
我看见有羊，也看到牧人。
Thousands of sheep.
上千的羊。
Being led by one shepherd.
被一个牧人带领。
When he took off and he whistled, they follow him.
当他要准备前行的时候，他就吹哨子，他们就跟着。
They learned his voice.
他们认得他的声音。
He could call and they would all just pick up and follow.
他一叫呢，他们通通会起来跟随。
It was amazing.
实在是很惊讶的一个景象。
Almost as far as you could see.
一望无际，远远的。
It was this whole big group of a flock of sheep.
整个地区都被羊所充满。
And he would just give a yell.
他只要叫一声。
And they'd all start to follow him.
所有的羊就开始跟随他。
Now I didn't try it, but if I were to give a yell,
我是没有事啊。如果我去那里叫一下
，Who's he?
羊会说那是谁
？I'm not listening to his voice.
我们不听这个声音的。
I don't know his voice.
我不认得这个声音。
I know the voice of the shepherd.
我认得我牧人的声音。
The stranger's voice, do I not know?
这乃是一个陌生人的声音，我不认识的。
And that good shepherd leads those sheep.
好的牧人会带着他的群羊。
Because without the good shepherd,
因为没有一个好牧人的时候，
those sheep were destined to perish early in life.
这些羊呢就会及早的死亡。
They wouldn't know where to graze.
因为他们不知道去哪里。
They wouldn't know how to fend off the predators.
他们不知道怎么样保护自己。
And a lot of other things that they couldn't do by themselves.
很多事情他们都不能自己做到的。
And that's the way Jesus sees people.
所以当主看见人的时候，他是这样的感觉。
And that's the way you and I need to see people.
我们也需要有这样的眼光。
Apostle Paul says, I don't know anybody after the flesh anymore.
使徒保罗说，
I don't see people as successful or unsuccessful.
在我的眼中，在人没有什么分别，他们无论成功与否。
I don't see them as educated or uneducated.
他们是受教育或是没有受教育的。
They're either lost or they're found.
在我眼中，他们只有是被寻找到或是失落的。
They're either on their way to Christless eternities or they're on their way to heaven.
他们不是在永生里往主那里去，就是。
And I've been put here on earth.
那我今天被主放在地上。
To deliver a message of reconciliation.
主给交托一个叫我与人和好的使命。
To people who are heading to Christless eternities. But there are so many of these sheep. There are so many of these people that came out. And the disciples had to think of a way to get rid of them quick. So the disciples said, Jesus, we've got a suggestion. You know, Lord, it's getting kind of late in the day. And these poor people, they're not going to find their way home. They're going to get awfully hungry on the way. They're going to faint on the way. So, Lord, I think you better send them home right now. So they can get some food quick. And Jesus said, you've got an idea there, fellas. I think maybe what you should do is feed them.
所以呢,你们就去喂饱他们吧。
What?
他们说什么?
Feed what?
喂谁?
Feed all these sheep? I mean all these people?
这么多人叫我们喂饱他们?
Well, we don't have that kind of money.
我们没有这么多钱啊。
And even if we had the money, we couldn't buy enough bread for all these people.
就算我们有钱,我们买不了这么多的面包给他们吃啊。
Well, take a look around, look how many people there are.
主啊,你四周看看,你看多少人在这儿。
Yeah, we don't got that kind of sufficiency to meet the needs.
我们可没有这么多东西来供应他们。
You know, we're kind of like the disciples. Maybe you're not, but I am. So, Lord, I can't help anybody. There's so many people out there. So many sheep without shepherds. And Lord, what can I do? I don't have anything. And I'm nothing. So, Lord, what do you expect from me? Just get rid of all the people. If you want to take care of them, that's your business. But leave me out of this. But you know, Jesus wants our cooperation. I never really understood that. I don't understand why he needed the disciples. I don't really think he did. He could have made bread without their input. He could have taken care of the mass of humanity without any of the disciples' help. There are probably times he thought he would have been better off without their help. But the wonderful thing about Jesus is that he allows us the privilege of working together with him to accomplish his purposes here on earth. And without him, we can't do it. But with him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so push your second icon on about now. And you come up with this little picture of a bag lunch. Now I suspect that one of the little fellows that was in the bunch heard the whole group was going over to the other side. And before he went along with them, he had to ask his mother for permission. I don't know what happened to all those other little kids. They're probably all in big trouble when they get home. But I kind of suspect that this boy ran home and said, Ma, could I go along with the rest of them? They're all going to see Jesus again. And Mama said, nobody, you haven't had anything to eat today yet. You know, Mamas always do that kind of thing. They're always concerned about you being clean and scrub behind the ears and having enough food in your stomach. And so this boy said, but I don't have time, they're all going right now. Okay, let's at least take this along with you. So she got these five little rolls and two fish and threw it in a bag or a basket and sent this little boy out the door with it. And now all of a sudden he's out there with these thousands of other people. And the disciples have just been told to feed this crowd. So the disciples are looking around. They're looking to see what they can get from somebody. And one of the disciples, he finds this little boy's bag lunch. He says,
can I
have that?
He says, this is good.
No, get your own. The boy gave his lunch.
但是这个男孩子却把他的午餐交出来。
Does anybody know that boy's name?
你们知道这孩子的名字吗?
Anyone
know? 谁知道这个小孩的名字?
You can make one up.
你可以自己造一个出来。
See, I don't know his name either.
我也不知道他的名字。
Does anybody know your name?
别人知道你的名字吗?
I mean anybody important and special and famous.
任何有名的人认识你吗?
You're just kind of like that boy.
我们常常就像这个无名的孩子。
What do we got?
我们有什么?
Five loaves, two fish.
只有五片饼两条鱼。
And this little nameless boy,
这个无名的孩子,
who didn't think he could make a difference,
我们觉得他不能够做什么,
because he was just a little boy.
对,他只是一个孩子。
And he had just a little bit.
那他只是一点点高。
But he was willing to give his little lunch.
但是他愿意交出他的午餐。
He didn't take one fish and three rolls for himself.
他没有先拿出三个饼两一条鱼。
He gave the whole thing.
他把整个午餐交出去。
He gave the whole thing.
他将所有的交出去。
And the disciple took it.
门徒拿着的,
and he said to Jesus,
就带去给耶稣,
Jesus,
主耶稣,
I got this.
这个是我们所有的,
it's just a little lunch.
只是一个小小的午餐包,
and I know, what is it among so many people?
我不知道这个人做什么,这么多人在这里。
And Jesus said, give it to me.
主耶稣说, 交给我。
I'll take the little that you have.
我就拿了这么一点,
but I want all of it.
但是我要全部。
I'll take it in my hands.
我会把它握在我的手里。
That's your third icon.
这是我们的第三幅画。
It's important.
这是非常重要的。
You see, so many of us are willing to give Jesus one loaf, two fish.
许多时候我们也许愿意给主一个面包，两条鱼。
Three loaves, one fish.
或者三个饼，两条鱼。
We bargain with Jesus.
我们跟主常常在那里讨价还价。We
sing, take my life and let it be.
我们常说，我献给我生命，献给你，愿你旨意行在我生命。
What we really should sing is, take what I give you and be happy with it.
事实上呢，我们的意思是说， 不管我给你多少，你就是这样子就够了，你就享受这部分就好。
We think that Jesus should be satisfied because we give him at least something.
我们觉得就是因为我给主了一点，他就该满意了。
After all, we've come to the conference.
你看，我们不是来参加特会了吗？
We've given him 3 days out of our busy schedules.
我们这么忙，我们还给主三天的时间。
And so for the next 4 months, don't expect to see me in the church.
主啊，接下来四个月你可别想在教会里看见我了。
I've put my time in.
我已经把我的时间放进来了。
I've done my duty for the next 6 months.
我已经完成我该完成的义务了。
And we hold back something for ourselves.
我们常常为自己有所保留。
And he taught us to pray.
主教导我们祷告,
that his will be done in our lives. Not that our will be done, but that his will be done.
但是愿主的旨意行在我们生命里,
here on earth,
在地上,
just like it's being done in heaven.
如同行在天上,
oh, I've heard so many prayers so many times.
我常常听到许多这样的祷告。
Dear Lord, you know that I want to do this now.
亲爱的主，你知道我现在要做这件事。
I'm going to go live in this country for 3 years.
我现在要到这个国家去住三年。
I'm going to make a lot of money, Lord.
我在那里要赚许多的钱。
No, I'll give you a tithe.
不要担心，我会奉献十分之一。
And then I'm going to move someplace else, Lord.
然后呢，我会再搬到另外一个地方去。
And I'm going to find a wife or husband.
在那里我会找到我的配偶。
I'm going to have 3 kids.
我会有3个小孩。
One dog.
一个狗,
a house,
一个房子,
a summer home,
一个夏天度假的地点,
2 cars,
两辆车子,
one foreign made, probably Mercedes.
有一个是Mercedes-Benz.
And Lord, I thank you for it all.
主啊, 谢谢你赐给我这些,
bless it, Lord.
求你祝福我的计划,
in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord gets that in heaven.
主耶稣收到这样的祷告。
Who's calling the shots here?
他说到底谁是主人啊?
Who's in charge?
谁在负责啊?
See, we expect to send up like a fax with all our information on it.
好像我们祷告就像送一个传真上去，把我们所有的资讯写在上面。
And then we want him to take out his pen and just sign off on our lives.
我们希望他接到之后，他就签个名，这样子就批准了。
He would prefer we send up a blank piece of paper.
事实上，他希望我们传真去是一张白纸。
And that we've already signed the bottom of it.
而我们把自己的名字签好了。
And we let him fill in all the blanks.
我们传上去，荣耀主将所有的空白也填满。
In other words, not my will, but your will be done.
换言之，就是不是按照我的旨意，但愿你的旨意成就。
And that we give to Jesus everything.
我们把我们所有的都献给主。
Now the key word is everything. You say, but I don't have much.
你会说, 哦, 可是我有的就这么点儿。
He doesn't require much. But he does require all. You understand that?
你了解这个不同吗?
You remember the woman who was putting the money in at the treasury in the synagogue?
记得吗? 在会堂里,
and all those big rich guys were putting in all their money. Making sure everybody was watching.
他们奉献的时候,
$1.
一块钱,
well, they didn't use paper money. They didn't use paper money.
他那个时候是没有纸钱的,
they used coins.
他们用的是铜币,
you could hear them clank better. All those coins that I'm putting in. Whoa, for me.
Wow.
And Jesus was watching. And then some woman came. She didn't have very much. She just had a couple pennies. But she put them all in. And Jesus stopped. And he said, that woman has given more than all these others. Because they've given off the top, you know, they've given a portion. But this woman, she's given all that she has. You might not have much, but he's expecting that you give to him all that you have. Your body, your soul, your spirit. Don't you know that you've been bought with a price? And that God gave his all when he gave his son? And that his son gave his all when he gave his life? And we're going to give less than our all back to him? Dear Lord, forgive me.
主啊, 赦免我们。
Forgive me for holding on to my own plans and wishes. Forgive me for giving you one loaf and two fish. But Lord, I want to give you everything that I am.
神啊,
everything that I have. It's my reasonable service. To present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And so Jesus got this little lunch in his hand. But what is it among so many? How could it meet the need of these hungry people?
这么一点点的能喂饱这么多的人呢?
5,000 men besides women and children.
仅仅男人就有5,000人,
all taking a little nibble off of 5 loaves.
五饼二鱼, 他们只剥一点点,
that wouldn't go very far.
也不会很快就会用完了。
But when it's in the hands of Jesus,
you
never know what he can do. He's amazing sometimes. What he can do with the little that we give to him. Your little life. The little talents that you have. The little abilities that he's entrusted to you. The gifts that he's given to you. They're not yours. They've just been entrusted to you by the Master. And believe it or not, you have the privilege of giving them back to him. And working in cooperation. With him. And so as Jesus got it back into his hands, he looked up to his father and he blessed it.
他就着那个餐包, 他往,要,仰望天,
I think of that so many times.
我每一次想到那个景象,
Jesus, what good could I possibly be to these people?
说主啊, 我就着这些人来说, 我能够做什么?
How could I possibly meet the need in New York City in
我怎,
my church?
我怎么可能能够满足所有在纽约市我的教会里的需要?
I have nothing to give to these people.
我实在没有什么可以给人的。
I have nothing to offer to them.
我没有什么可以供给他们的。
But then I'm reminded. He doesn't expect me to have anything to offer to them. The only thing he requires of us is that we be totally given to him. And when he has us in his hands, he blesses us. He blesses the little that we give him. And then the Bible says he broke it.
圣经说到他把它拨开了。
We need to be broken, dear friends. Every one of us needs to be broken. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart thou wilt not despise.
Yeah,
that's often where many of us run out the door. I don't want him to break me. I don't want my strong, stubborn will to be broken. I want it to be my way. Because I'm a macho man. And I have a lot of abilities and gifts and intellect. I can think for myself. He wants to break all that. And he wants to reduce you to the place where you know nothing. But you're just yielded and committed and given to the Master. Meat for the Master's use. Broken. Clay in the potter's hands. Allowing him to mold you and fashion you just as he wants to. You know, even Jesus Christ had to go through that process. The Father sent the Son here to this earth to live his earthly life. And then we read near the end of his life. We read in Psalm, Isaiah 53, it pleased the Lord to bruise his son.
他们说主神定义将他压伤。
We just remembered it this morning again.
今天早晨我们又读到这样的话语。
Jesus said, this is my body.
主耶稣说, 这是我的身体。
My body that's been broken.
为你们舍。
You know, it's in the breaking that the miracle took place. Not only here in Mark 6, but there in the life of Jesus also. But Jesus had to get to the place where he said, not my will, but your will be done. I'm not looking for an earthly throne or kingdom. I'm not looking for a palace or comforts or pleasures or ease. Father, I want your will to be done. And so I'll give you my all. I'll give you my life. A body hast thou prepared for me. And yes, I'm willing to have this body broken. And in the breaking of that body, and in the shedding of that blood, was a propitiation made for not only your sins, but the sins of the whole world. And when those stripes were laid upon his back, and that body was rent and broken, and torn, we read that it's by his stripes that we've been healed. And Jesus Christ became the sacrifice.
And
in the breaking of that body, the needs of humanity were met. The hunger and the misery and the pain of the sheep with no shepherd was met. And he became our shepherd. And we've become his sheep. And we hear the call of our Master. And our Master leads us and we follow in his call. But there are so many others that have no shepherd. They're lost and without hope and without God in this world. And he looks down this morning upon us. He says, I'd like you to carry on and occupy in my kingdom until I come.
他说我要你们出去差遣你们叫做这个使命一直到我回来。
I've given you my word.
我把我的话赐给你们。
I've given you my spirit.
我把我的灵赐给你们了。
I fit you into my body and giving you different parts and functions to perform.
我把你放在我的身体里面你们各有使命各有功用。
And now I just want you to give yourselves back to me that I can use you.
现在我只需要一件事就是你们把你自己献给我归给我所以我可以使用你。
That my life can be lived out out through you.
I
don't believe it ever would have happened here had that little boy held on to his lunch. Had he put it under his chair and said to Andrew, I'm not giving you my lunch. But some of you are doing that. You've been doing that for years, perhaps. You say, Lord, I'm not giving you my lunch, that's mine. And you rationalize it. You say, after all, it's not going to do any good anyway. I'm so insignificant and so small and so little. I don't amount to much. He wants a big lunch. The need is so great. But he just wants all that you have. And so as Jesus took the bread in his hands and he began to break it. I don't know how it happened. It's a miracle. But he just kept on breaking it. And he filled the basket.
And
he gave it to one of the disciples. And he just kept on breaking bread. And he gave it to another disciple. And so it was with all the disciples. They all had a basket full of bread. And then Jesus said, now you fellas go and feed all these people. They're hungry. They're famished and they're dying. Go feed them this bread that they can eat and they can live. So the disciples took the bread. And it just kept on coming. And the same with the fish. In our church a couple of years ago in Vacation Bible School, I was trying to act this story out for the children. And so I filled my sleeves with those little goldfish. And I had the communion tray in front of me. And I just had two little fish in the communion tray. And then I was trying to show them how when Jesus was breaking all that,
how
the fish kept on and the bread kept on coming, and I was shaking my sleeves and the
bones.
I don't think Jesus had anything up his sleeve. He just had bread to dispense. He is the bread of life. And we can go to Jesus for bread to give to people who are hungry. And the disciples, every once in a while, their baskets ran out. You can't feed 10,000 people in just 12 baskets. Maybe sometimes your basket runs out too. Maybe you're in the process of feeding people. Occupying and working for the Lord and His kingdom. But maybe you found, as I found, that every once in a while you really run dry. Your basket's empty. You're still trying to feed people, but there's nothing in there for them to eat. That's the time to stop your service. That's the time to stop your ministry. And to go back to the Master. And to say, Master, I don't have any more bread. But I know that you can give to me a fresh supply. A new supply. You remember the story Jesus told of the one that had somebody come to him at midnight. They knocked on the door and he didn't have any bread. He said, I've got to go get some bread to feed my friends. But we can always go back to the Master. Give me a fresh supply. I've run dry. I feel very dry. I know the need is great. And I can't meet it, Lord, but you can. I've given you my all. Now, Lord, I just expect that you're going to replenish my supply. Renew me, dear Jesus. And then he replenishes. Where does it come from? I don't know, but he knows. He has a vast supply. And so he sent the disciples again and again and again. And we read that they were all filled.
圣经上告诉我说,
every one of those thousands of people ate and ate till they were filled.
成千的人都吃了,
and for some of them, that meant they ate an awful lot.
有些人的食量是蛮大的,
they ate that boy's lunch 10 times over. But there were still more. And I like the last icon. 12 baskets.
12篮.
You remember what the disciples' problem was?
你们记不记得那些门徒当初的问题是什么?
They were hungry and they were tired.
他们很累也很饿了.
And Jesus said, now I'm finished ministering to these throngs of people that have come out.
所以主耶稣说当我们来服侍这些人的时候,
he sent them all away.
他们建议主耶稣把他们都打发了.
And there were 12 baskets left over.
但是呢,这些人喂饱之后居然还有12篮的零碎留下来.
Now I'm not sure about this, but how many disciples were there?
你们知道有多少个门徒在那儿呢?
12.
12个.
How many baskets were there?
你剩下几个篮子?
12.
12个篮子.
They didn't have to fight over them.
他们不需要为彼此争吵.
I think every one of them got their own basket.
每一个人都可以有自己的篮子.
Like a doggy bag.
就像你带额外的午餐回家,吃剩的饭带回家。
When you take care of the master's business,
因此当你在乎,然后关心主人的事的时候,
guaranteed the master will take care of you.
我向你保证,你的主人也会照顾你所有的需要。
You need to pay your taxes, Peter?
彼得啊,你要缴税吗?
Go fishing.
去钓鱼去。
And the first fish you catch, look in his mouth.
你钓得起来,第一只鱼的把他嘴巴打开。
And Peter found a coin in that fish's mouth.
那彼得就在鱼的口中找到了一枚硬币。
And Jesus said, go pay your taxes and pay mine too, I
guess.
At the end of the life of Jesus and the beginning really of Peter's ministry,
在主耶稣生命末了,
Jesus said to Peter, Peter, have you lacked anything since you have left everything to follow me?
主耶稣问他,
Peter said, no, Lord.
彼得说,
we've lacked nothing.
我们什么都不缺乏.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
先求神的国和神的义.
And seek first his righteousness.
先求神的国和神的义.
And everything else will be added unto you.
一切你所需要的都要加给你.
You don't have to take an anxious thought for your life.
你不需要为你的生活操心.
What you eat or what you drink or what you put on.
关心说你要吃什么喝什么穿什么.
Because your heavenly Father will take care of you.
因为你的天父会照顾这一切的需要,
and there'll be a basket left over for you.
将会有一篮充满了零碎的等着你.
I think the disciples had a nice couple days after this.
我相信自从那天下来的两天呢，门徒们有一个很愉快的休息.
A little time of rest and relaxation.
他们可以好好的休息一下.
Let me just close with this.
末了让我说这个.
In the 10th chapter of Mark, we find another story.
在马可第十章的时候，你看到另外一个故事.
A very promising young man came out to see Jesus.
这是一个很有前途的少年人来到耶稣那里.
He said, Jesus, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life?
他们说，主耶稣啊，我该做什么能够承受永生？
Jesus said, you know the commands, and he went through them.
主耶稣说，你要遵守诫命, 他说，我都知道.
And that young man said, Lord, all these things I've done, I've kept these for my youth.
他说,夫子啊,这一切我从小都遵守了.
And Jesus didn't say, no, you haven't. You've done this wrong, that wrong, and the other wrong.
主耶稣并没有指出说他生命中犯了多少的过错.
No doubt this was a very good young man.
我相信那是一个好青年.
But Jesus said, there's something yet that you lack.
但是主耶稣说,你还缺少一件.
There's something in your life that you're not willing to surrender to me.
就是在你生命中,你还有一个保留没有交给我的.
And I'd like you to surrender the things that you have.
我现在要你把那个交给我.
Sell your goods and give all the money to the poor.
就是去变卖你所有的分给穷人.
And then come and follow me.
你还要来跟从我.
And it says there in Mark that that man went away sorrowful.
圣经告诉我们说这个少年人就忧忧愁愁地走了.
He wasn't willing to pay the price.
因为他不愿意付那样的代价.
He wasn't willing to surrender all.
他不愿意将一切降服在主手里.
For some of you, it might mean you need to get rid of your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
这个要求也许在某些人来说是要离开你现在的男朋友或女朋友。
You might need to stop pursuing that career that you're pursuing.
或者停止追求你正在追求的事业。
Maybe he wants to send you to some foreign field to serve him.
他也许要送你到遥远的地方去服侍。
Don't say there are 4 months and then comes the harvest. Don't say there are 4 months and then comes the harvest, but look now and see that the field is already white unto harvest.
不要说还有四个月之后才要收成。 你若举目向四方观望，禾田已经熟了，庄稼已经熟了。
There are plenty of sheep out there with no shepherds.
在外面有许多失丧的羊是没有牧人的。
And the laborers are few.
但是呢，工人确实不够。
I wonder if Jesus will find us working for him when he comes.
如果主耶稣回来的时候，发现我们正在为他做工。
I wonder if we've all given everything that we have to Jesus.
我不知道我们是不是已经把我们所有的都献给主耶稣。
All my plans, all my wishes, all my aspirations at his feet in ashes lay.
我所有的计划，我所有的梦想，我的野心，是不是我都已经倾倒在他的脚前？
Would you sing with me 312?
我们一起来唱312首。
Please help me because you don't want to hear me sing a solo.
请与我一同唱。
312. You've probably sung this song many times before. But think about what you're singing this time. Not some things to Jesus I surrender, but everything. And I'm not giving him my life under compulsion, but I freely give. Sing it right to his heart this morning.
从你的口中直接唱到主的心里。
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. What He is and love and trust Him in His presence and His name. I surrender.
Oh, to Thee.
Before we sing that last verse, let me just ask you a bit.
在我们唱最后一节的时候，我愿意问你一个问题。
Maybe there are some of you it feels to me this morning that want to give you all to Jesus.
也许在我们当中有人今天早晨觉得需要把自己完全献给主。
I remember when I was a kid or a young person that I always wanted to make room in my life for Jesus and His kingdom.
我记得当我还年轻的时候，我常常愿意把我生命一部分献出来，为了主的国度。
What I never wanted to do is serve Him full time.
但是呢，我所不愿意做的就是全时间服侍。
I was the guy that faxed up my petition for Jesus and told Him what I wanted in my life.
我是送那种传单，是充满我自己计划叫主耶稣批可的。
But until the day that I really gave my all to Him,
直到有一天我把自己全部归给他。
I never really understood what it really meant to be filled with His Spirit.
我才真正了解什么叫做被他的灵所充满。
You gotta lay it all down on the altar.
我们必须把一切放在祭坛上。
He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him.
他的圣灵是赐给那一些顺服他。
Maybe He's tugging at your hearts this morning.
也许今天早晨他在你的心里感动你。
Maybe there's an unsurrendered place.
也许在我们心里有一部分我们还不愿意交出来。
Maybe you think it's insignificant, it's small.
也许你觉得这是很小的事情。
But sometimes it's that small insignificant thing that could stop God's blessing.
但常常这样的小的事情就能够阻断了神的祝福。
And our usefulness in His kingdom.
以及我们在他国度中的实用性。
And so I'm not going to call you to the front this morning, but I'd just like you to search your own heart.
今天早上我不会叫你们到前面来，但是我要你搜寻你的心。
Let the Holy Spirit deal with you today.
让圣灵来在你里面工作。
And let Him search you.
让他在你里面搜寻。
Let Him try you.
让他试炼你。
And if there's anything that's unsurrendered, lay it all down at His feet.
若是还有什么我们不肯交出来的，今天早上就放在他的脚前。
Put it all in the Master's hands.
通通交在我们恩主的手里。
You'll never be sorry.
你永远不会后悔。
You'll never be sorry.
你永远不会后悔。
Shall we stand together and sing?
我们一起站起来唱最后一句。
Fifth verse together.
最后一节。
Oh, to Jesus I surrender now. I feel the sacred flame.
完全就任何的丰富荣耀荣耀归主你。I surrender.
圣灵向我们说话。